DMA Dance Mix America. I am just one excited DJ tonight. I'm like the bee's knees. I've got the one, the only, the lovely, the talented, the diva herself, Miss Vanessa Mitchell.
Hello.
Hey, Vanessa. How you doing tonight, baby?
I am so excited and so blessed.
You know, I am too. And you'll have to forgive me. As my listeners always know, every time I get one of my idols that I've been playing for the last 15, 10, 15, 20 years in the clubs, I get a little kind of, just a little starstruck. But I shouldn't be that way, should I? No. Vanessa, just tell me to get a hold of myself and I'll be fine.
It's okay. You have a reason to be excited.
I know. Vanessa, how you doing? What are you up to these days? What's going on?
Oh, I'm excited about this new single that's coming out on Continuous Cool Music with Jerome Farley.
Called Ride.
It's a fantastic DJ and producer.
Yeah, the song is called Rise. You have Jerome Farley. Do you have any other producers or remixers going to be working on it as well?
We're going to have Junior, of course, the master DJ, Junior Vasquez. I'm sure there's going to be different mixers that we're going to be using.
That is that's exciting. Now, when is it officially out? Is it coming out, March 2nd?
Yes. Yes.
And where can people buy it in the stores, or can they download it on iTunes, or where can we get the new Vanessa Mitchell, Vanessa?
Well, it's going to be out soon, and you'll be able to download it. You'll be able to get it in stores worldwide.
Awesome. I am looking forward to it. Now, I've had, because we have the talented Jerome Farley working on our station, I've had the privilege of hearing a sneak peek of your mix on his mix show. And I've got to tell you, Vanessa, that is a hot track, and I only wish you the best. I think from hearing, you know, the dance music that's out there, I think you're going to at least be top 10. And I'm hoping for number one on that one for you.
Well, we're praying and believing that it's going to go to number one, too.
You know, and speaking of praying, you're a very evangelical person. You grew up, now from what I'm reading here, and I did not know this about you, is you got your start in the music industry doing gospel choir way back in the early 70s. Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, my dad was a pastor. We were raised in church, came up singing gospel music in the church all our lives, and so gospel music is my roots, and that's my foundation. That's where I build all my music on, is gospel.
You know, praise Jesus, Vanessa. Praise Jesus. You know, because you get your start. It's uplifting music. It makes you feel good. Now I got a question. I know you have a lot of fans that are, you know, you got a lot of gay fans and I got a lot of gay listeners. How do you find yourself? How do you tweak yourself with being, you know, evangelical and gospel, but then singing music into the dance music scene with all these gay people? How do you find yourself in that situation?
Well, you know, I have a ministry to the gay community. And my message, the message in my songs speak very loud to them. My mission is to give them inspiration and to carry the message of love and the message of Jesus Christ to the gay community. And that's what I've been called to do. Issues Reap, all of my songs, This Joy, those songs are written to give people hope, and not just the gay community. I do those songs everywhere I go, but it's just, you know, my fans in the gay community, they have just really embraced the message, and it's given them a lot of hope. I get a lot of email from my fans about how the music and the message has really changed their lives, and that's what I'm called to do.
Yeah, I really like that, you know, because in a time of day where we hear all this music, there's so much music out there with negative, there's so many bad words, there's so many songs, and they don't really have much meaning. And I find that when I hear your songs, especially like Higher and You Took My Life and Reap What You Sow, they all have like, when you hear your music, they all like, you know what you're talking about. And I really commend you for, you know, doing really good music over the years and just always leaving us with positive feelings. feel-good feelings every time you
Absolutely, because love is the message, and that's what we're trying to spread around the world, the message of hope, the message that, you know, no matter what you're going through, there is hope, you know.
Exactly.
And we are excited that this music, in particular, that my fans have, like, embraced it and said, look, you know, this, we love this music. And, you know, I like to think of myself as a messenger with the message just giving people hope.
You know, I could, you couldn't have said it better, Vanessa. Hey, I got a question. Now, your new song, Rise, that you're coming out with, it's getting rave reviews, I got to tell you. And I want to see what this is. You're working with affiliation with Jerome Farley's Continuous Cool label, and it's in Spain and New York City. Tell us how excited you are about working with that and getting another new hit out there.
Well, actually, you know, I was very excited that, you know, Jerome and Steve Fillman, myself, they collaborated in the writing of Rise, and I was just so inspired to see how they came up with these lyrics, and we came together and put the, I mean, they put the music, it was just phenomenal when I heard the track. And so, you know, with the economy the way it is, and with people losing their homes and all kind of things happening, I thought it was a good message to give to the world, to rise above your situations where people are, you know, giving up hope. There is still hope, but you have to rise up from where you are mentally, because we don't want to get caught up into things, but we want to keep in mind that, you know, your spirit, the spirit of love, the spirit of hope is so much more important than these carnal things that we tend to, you know, tend to build our lives around. So I think Rise is the message. You know, rise above your circumstance. Rise above your situation. You know, there's hope, you know. And it's just so, oh, God, it's so inspirational. And with what's going on in Haiti and those people losing their loved ones, and, you know, we're hoping that this song will just touch the world and give people hope that they can rise above, no matter what they're going through, they can rise above it.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I think this would be a great song that somehow we could work in, or you, and it's not my song. I'm not making you up, making your rules, but I would... With the words, with the song, the rise, and with all the tragedy going on in Haiti, this might be a good song that you could dedicate and maybe do some kind of fundraiser or moneymaker to help the people in Haiti, because that's such a...
Well, we are, you know, we're planning on donating 10% of the proceeds to the Haitian people. And so we want all the fans to just know, when you go out and download or buy Rise, you're going to be helping Haiti as well. So we're just excited about it, Jason. We're excited to be able to give back and to make a difference in the world.
Now, I got a note here that your first ever dance album containing all your hits from Reap to Rise, all 10 of them, were released on Thursday. What does it mean to you to finally have a proper album release? I mean, these days the music industry has so few full albums, it's all about the singles. And does this really shows your connection to the dance music community? And what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's exciting. I really have enjoyed working with Junior Vasquez over the years, who's been phenomenal, and then Jerome Farley, of course. Those are the people that are responsible for getting this music out to the gay community for me and to the world, really. And I'm excited that we finally have a CD that everybody's been just requesting, and we're excited that it's going to do well. It means a lot to me, because all the songs are on one CD, and we're giving people a chance to listen to all the things that we've done over the years, and hopefully, you know, for their library, they'll be able to, you know, just keep it, you know, and continually play it and be uplifted by it. So I'm excited. Jerome has worked very hard.
You know, Jerome, he thinks that you should deserve a dance music Grammy. What do you think? You think you should?
Yes. That would be very nice to win a Grammy for these songs.
All you Grammy voters out there, come on now. You gotta do her some justice. Let's do it.
Well, you know, we've been nominated for Grammys over the years for All My Gospel. It would be really great for this to be nominated as well.
Wonderful. Hey, a couple quick things. Any final messages for your fans out there? Anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to thank them all for their support over the years, and you know, all of the club DJs, all of the people that have went to the stores and bought the music, and all of the promoters and the DJs like yourself that have played my music and supported you. Thank you for getting the message out there, because if it wasn't for them, you know, I couldn't do what I do. So, and I want to especially thank my label and Jerome and all, and Leah, my booking agent, who has just worked so hard to make sure that we get it out to the fans. Thank you. Thank you to all my fans. I love you, and I'm looking forward to Rise being the next big anthem. And, you know, really blessing you guys a lot.
Well, at Dance Mix America, we're going to do everything in our power to make you number one, babe. We want to mention that also you are going to be appearing with Jerome Farley on Saturday, April 10th in the, in your hometown. You're from Atlanta, right?
Yes, Atlanta, Georgia.
The Jungle Nightclub?
Yes, at the Jungle.
Yeah, and
that's going to be April, I believe, 10th.
April 10th, and if anybody's in the Orlando area, drive up to Atlanta. It's only an 8-hour drive, and it's definitely worth it. And what else?
Also,
what other plans? What else? Yeah, I was going to ask you, what else do you have besides that?
Club 57, April 24th, and we're going to be at, Club 57 for April 24th, and we're excited about that. And I'm going to be with Jerome for that as well.
Wonderful. Well, Vernessa Mitchell, thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for calling in tonight and at least making this a highlight of my year, my whole 10 years, let me tell you. I really appreciate you, and like I said, we're going to do everything we can to help you get to number one, babe.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you guys for all your support. I love you.
And we love you, too. And we're going to play your new song. The song is called Rise, and this is going to be the Jerome Farley mix. And we're going to leave on that note. Vernessa Mitchell, thank you so much. Vernessa, woo! And there she goes, everybody. This is Dance Mix America, the Saturday night dance party. Vernessa Mitchell, wow! I wasn't too nervous. I actually did an interview, and I did the show. Come, I can't believe it. Thank you, Vernessa.
I want to listen to this. I haven't heard this mix.
No? Is it your own song?
Now we start commercial-free dance. This is Dance Mix America.
Your head up, gotta keep your head up.